Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Folks, this particular report that is entitled Heterogeneous Effects of Closing the Digital Divide During COVID-19 on Student Engagement and Achievement. Some of the expectations, it says, since the dawn of the Internet age, optimists have argued that the increased penetration of K-12 education with technological tools could boost rates of student learning and reduce stubbornly large educational inequities. Computers, tablets, smartphones, high-speed internet access might facilitate a more personalized educational experience whereby students engage in more enjoyable educational experiences that better fit their specific preferences, more readily access information, and individualized support from a myriad of resources, more easily collaborate and connect with other students in other places, receive more frequent feedback on their progress. The report says that but in a decade since, a less sanguine set of possibilities has emerged. And Adam Tyner, PhD, from the National Research Director at the Fordham Institute, joins us to explain just exactly what this means. Adam, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, great to be back with you, Noel. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, Adam, this paper really kind of intrigued me because it kind of touches on the surface of things that we want to believe and had believed for a number of years, but it seems as though the outcomes may not be readily apparent. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right. Just by way of kind of clarifying, I didn't do this research, but I'm a researcher at the Thomas B. Fordham Institute, and we review research. This research was conducted by some Chicago-based researchers, and it's been making the rounds. A lot of people have been talking about this work because what they did is they looked at the introduction of Wi-Fi hotspots for students during the pandemic, and they used a lot of controls and tried to find out what was the effect of giving students Wi-Fi during that time. We can remember back to early 2020 and the schools were closed and we were trying to figure out how to get students online. And Chicago had a program later that year to try to, it was in the summer of 2020, so for the following school year, to try to get more students access so that they would be able to engage with school. And I actually advocated for this kind of stuff at the time because students didn't have a way to do their schoolwork in the spring of 2020, and it was a big problem. But what the researchers found was that the effect of being given Wi-Fi was actually a small negative effect on grades and on other measures of student engagement. It was actually slightly negative. It's kind of a small effect, so I don't want to overstate it, but what's also interesting about it is that the effect was, and you said the kind of technical title there, heterogeneities in the effects. It was heterogeneous. That means it affected students differently depending on the student. And in this case, they looked at whether the students were initially higher performing or initially lower performing students. and the students who were initially lower performing, this really exacerbated their situation. It gave them, they ended up with lower grades and lower measures of engagement. And the students who were at the higher end of the spectrum initially, those students did just as well or a little bit better. Again, the effects are kind of small, but I think the reason why people are talking about this so much is that we're all kind of sensing that technology is not always good. They call it a double-edged sword in the report. And I mean, I think it's kind of even more banal than that. It's just like, we know that technology is not always good. And in an educational context, it's not always good. And the effects are going to be different for different students. And there's just, unfortunately, a lot of evidence that some misuses of technology and some types of technology are exacerbating the educational inequities that we are unfortunately witnessing in our country.
Is it safe to say that the vast majority of low-performing students, typically we find a less disciplined approach to education, and that when you add these technological tools on top of it, I think technology heightens the necessity for discipline, right? And how you use it, how you go about doing it, because it can be a major distraction, and it gives you access to all kinds of things that have nothing to do with your education.
Well, you know, Newell, there's a broader pattern here since we've seen the uptake of a lot of new technologies in the last, in the last 10 or 15 years. We've seen the performance of the highest performing students has either been kind of consistently high or gone up. The lower performing students were going up for a long time. That early, era of No Child Left Behind under George W. Bush, and we passed a lot of testing and a lot of other school accountability reforms. We saw the lowest performing students, their achievement going up for quite a few years after that. And then we've really seen it either level off or really since the pandemic just drop off a cliff. There's been a lot lower, the lower performers are doing a lot worse. And one theory about that is that it is the pervasive technology that students now have cell phones, right? They didn't have those back in the early 2000s. They didn't have smartphones. Middle schoolers, nobody had smartphones then. And middle schoolers wouldn't get those, for another 10 years or so. And it's during that period when we start to see this decline. And that is a theory that this is having that effect more broadly in the country.
Which, I guess, has led many school boards across the country to begin to restrict access to their phones during the course of instruction of a school day.
That's right. That is a new thing that has really caught fire in the last couple of years. I think people are starting to see that whatever benefits there are for students having access to a cell phone in school are almost always outweighed by the costs of distraction and other problems that cell phones create in schools. And so we've seen a lot of states and districts moving to ban cell phones. I think in Louisiana, you guys had a cell phone ban beginning this last school year. And that's definitely something that has been a national trend. Jonathan Haidt, the famous psychologist, had a book last year called The Anxious Generation that a lot of people, I think it got a lot of people talking about all of the negatives for young people interacting with social networking and having access to smartphones all the time. And so it definitely goes beyond just this, this finding in this study. There's a broader question about how should young people be using technology? When is it good for them? And when does the harm outweigh the cost?
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is there one thing, as I read through the study, one of the things that struck me is there wasn't a lot of conversation about the training of students on the best ways to utilize technology. There are some that are very technologically savvy. It comes natural. I mean, my granddaughter's like that. In fact, she resolves all of my problems on my cell phone. When I have a problem, I give her my phone. And it magically starts working again. But is that part of what may be driving this, you know, this growing delta between high-performing students and low-performing students?
Yeah, I think you're right. There's like a lot of advantages to being tech savvy, so we don't want to, you know, keep kids away from all technology forever. But I think that there's the differences between higher and lower performing, and I think that you're right. You said something about discipline earlier. You're right. Students who have impulse control issues, who aren't having much parental supervision, or, you know, we're talking about middle schoolers in this study. There's 80,000 middle schoolers that they're looking at in Chicago. And by middle school, there's some students who have had a pretty decent experience in school and have learned a lot of the fundamentals in elementary school, and other students who are finding themselves really disengaged at that point. And I think that you're absolutely right that it's discipline, it's how much background kind of, you know, academic fundamentals that you've mastered, and, you know, whether your parents are involved, whether they're paying attention to what you're doing with the technology, those are all going to be big influencers over whether you're using technology in a way that's helpful or it's harmful. I totally buy that.
It's going to be, I don't know about you. I mean, you deal with this every day, but my curiosity's peaked as to what the detrimental impact or effect may be as a result of AI and the utilization of same, where, you know, a lot of your planning and the way you're going to approach certain things, the way you study this, that, or otherwise, and how that's going to be influenced as younger kids become more and more adept to that technology and begin to utilize it more.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard a lot of kind of huge promises from technology companies over the last few decades about how this technology was going to, you know, change schools, and this other thing was going to, you know, make it so much easier to personalize learning and have a tutor for every student. And, you know, I think we're finally actually to the point where, to some extent, you can get a tutor for every student. But I think one thing that we ignore at our peril is that the student has to see a good reason to want to be tutored if it's kind of optional, right? If they could use their technology however they want, it depends a little bit on their motivation and whether or not they really are going to spend their time on using Khan Academy's program, AI program, that will help them to learn different math or English or history content, and will kind of be that personalized tutor. If they want to spend their time doing that, and if they see a good reason why, hey, I need to, you know, I've got a test coming up and I'm going to use this platform to study up for it, then that's going to be really beneficial. But if they don't really see any good reason to do that, if no one's really holding them accountable and they're not real intrinsically motivated, then they may not use those technologies. And I think that, you know, just thinking that technology will be the solution, I think is wrong. It will help the students who are motivated, but the unmotivated students, they're probably just going to use it to play video games, or, you know, when it comes to AI, they may use it to cheat, or they may use it to, you know, to kind of skate through. And I think that's a big risk. And, you know, homework, for example, just in the last 2 years, the value proposition of homework has completely changed, because we used to say, you know, you need to practice it at home and then we'll check it when you get to school. Now, literally, a student can just take a picture of their homework, whether it's a math worksheet or really almost any homework, and AI will solve it for them. And so we really have to think differently about the way that we assign homework and the way that we hold students accountable in an age where computers can do so much of student schoolwork.
I have a feeling that this study that we've been talking about is going to serve as an impetus for a lot more study in this field. Your thoughts real quick.
I sure hope so. And, you know, on AI, you know, the AI is so powerful now that, you know, it would be remiss for us not to mention that it's just going to, beyond schoolwork, it's going to change the nature of so many people's jobs and, you know, make so many jobs obsolete that it makes us question what students should be studying. I think we're going to have a lot more questions about all of that over the coming years.
Absolutely. Adam Tyner, thank you so much for joining us. National Research Director at the Fordham Institute. Always appreciate your time and your insight. Have a great week.
Yeah, my pleasure, Noel.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.